Beginning of page. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. This information is being provided in this alternate format for informational purposes only. In order to apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. New York State trademarked. Instructions for completing the New York State recertification form for Bullet Public Assistance. Bullet Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Bullet Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Bullet Medicaid and Public Assistance. Beginning of page 1. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need an application/recertification form or these instructions in an alternative format, you may request them from your social services district open parenthesis open quote district close quote close parenthesis. The following alternative formats are available: bullet large print, bullet data format open parenthesis a screen reader dash accessible electronic file close parenthesis, bullet audio format open parenthesis an audio transcription of the instructions or application/recertification questions close parenthesis, bullet braille. If you assert that none of the alternative formats above will be equally effective for you. Application/recertification forms and instructions are also available for download in large print, data format, and audio format from www.otda.ny.gov or www.health.ny.gov. Please note that application/recertification forms are available in audio format and braille solely for informational purposes. In order to recertify, you must submit a recertification form in written, non-alternative format. If you have any disabilities that prevent you from completing this recertification form and/or from waiting to be interviewed, please notify your district. The district will make every effort to provide a reasonable accommodation to address your needs. If you require another accommodation or need other help completing this recertification form, please contact your district. We are committed to assisting and supporting you in a professional and respectful manner. Beginning of page 2. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Tips for completing the recertification form. Whenever you see open quote public assistance close quote or open quote PA close quote on the recertification form, it means open quote family assistance close quote and/or open quote safety net assistance close quote. We call both programs open quote public assistance close quote. PA and the other programs for which you can recertify using this recertification form were created to give temporary help to those in need. Certain programs limit how long you can get help, so it is important for you to achieve self-sufficiency as soon as you can. The district is there to help you with achieving self-sufficiency. In order to do so, we must know who you are and what you need. This is why you must fill out a recertification form. As a part of the recertification process, the district will ask you to provide and verify information about yourself and other individuals for whom you are recertifying. A listing of documentation requirements, which can be found at the end of these instructions, shows the kinds of information you may need to provide and the kinds of documents that can verify this information. For instance, to prove who you are, you can supply photograph identification, a driver license, a United States passport, a naturalization certificate, hospital or doctor's records, or adoption papers. In addition, the district may interview you as part of the recertification process. The district may combine interviews for multiple programs where possible. The recertification form and these instructions are numbered by section to help you. Please keep the following in mind when filling out the recertification form: bullet please print clearly. Bullet do not write in the shaded areas. Bullet be sure to complete each section relevant to the person or persons for whom you are recertifying. Bullet always use legal names, unless otherwise instructed. Bullet if you are recertifying as someone's representative, please provide information about that person, not yourself. Make sure that both you and the person you are representing sign the last page of the recertification form. Bullet: if you are unsure about how to complete any part of this recertification form, ask your district for help. In addition to the LDSS-3174, open quote New York State recertification form for certain benefits and services, close quote. Make sure you have copies of the following informational booklets, available from the district or www.otda.ny.gov, bullet LDSS-4148A, open quote Book 1, What You Should Know About Your Rights and Responsibilities, close quote. Bullet LDSS-4148B, open quote Book 2, What You Should Know About Social Services Programs, close quote. Bullet Supplement to Book 1, LDSS-4148A and Book 2, LDSS-4148B, open quote Important Changes in the Medicaid Program, close quote. Bullet LDSS-4148C, open quote Book 3, What You Should Know If You Have an Emergency, close quote. Beginning of page 3. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Cover page for the recertification form. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, you may choose to receive notices regarding the programs for which you recertify in an alternative format. Alternative formats are available in large print, data CD, audio CD, or Braille if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, would you like to receive written notices in an alternative format? If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, check, open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you would like to receive written notices regarding the program or programs for which you recertify in an alternative format. If yes, check the type of format you would like. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and would like to receive notices regarding the program or programs for which you recertify in an alternative format, check the type of format you prefer, large print, data CD, audio CD, or Braille. Braille is available as an alternative format if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be as effective for you as Braille. If you require another accommodation or need other help completing this recertification form, please contact your district. Page 1 of the recertification form. Section 1, check each program you or any household member are recertifying for. Check the box for each program that you or any household member wants to recertify for. Medicaid includes the Medicaid program, Medicaid Buy-In for working people with disabilities, and family planning benefit programs. When you see open quote MA close quote on the recertification form, it means open quote Medicaid close quote, which was previously called open quote Medical Assistance close quote. You may recertify for MA using this recertification form only if you are also recertifying for public assistance open parenthesis PA close parenthesis or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis at the same time. If you want to recertify for Medicaid and SNAP, check the open quote Medicaid open parenthesis MA close parenthesis and SNAP close quote box. If you want to recertify for Medicaid and PA, check the open quote Medicaid open parenthesis MA close parenthesis and PA close quote box. If you wish to only recertify for MA, you can go online at https://nystateofhealth.ny.gov/ or call 1-855-355-5777 for more information or to recertify. You may also use the MA-only paper application, Form DOH-4220, which your worker can give you or call the MA helpline at 1-800-541-2831. If you want to recertify only for the Medicare Savings Program open parenthesis MSP close parenthesis, you must apply with Form DOH-4328, which your worker can provide to you. If you have an immediate need for personal care services, you should apply for MA separately using the DOH-4220 MA application form. Section 2. What is your primary language? Check the open quote English close quote open quote Spanish close quote, or open quote other close quote box to indicate the language you use most often. If you check the open quote other close quote box, print your preferred language. Do you want to receive notices in? You will receive notices regarding the programs for which you recertify. Check the open quote English only close quote or open quote English and Spanish close quote box to indicate the language or languages in which you would like to receive these notices. Section 3, Recipient Information. Name, print your name, including your first name, middle initial open parenthesis MI close parenthesis, and last name. Marital status, print whether you are now single, married, widowed, legally separated or divorced. If you have ever been married, print the appropriate status, do not print open quote single close quote. Beginning of page 4. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Phone number, print your phone number, if you have one. Mobile number, indicate whether this is a mobile phone number by checking open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote. Residential address, street address, print the house or building number, street, avenue, road, etc., where you live. Apartment number, print the number of your apartment, if applicable. City, print the name of the city you live in. County, print the name of the county you live in. State, print the name of the state you live in. Zip code, print the zip code for your address. In care of name, if someone else receives your mail for you, print that person's name. Mailing address, if you get your mail somewhere other than where you live. Print the street address, open parenthesis and apartment number, if applicable close parenthesis, or post office box, city, county, state, and zip code of this location. How long have you lived at your present address? Print the number of years and slash or months that you have lived at your current address. Is this a shelter? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether the place you are living is a shelter. Another phone where you can be reached. Print another phone number where you can be reached, if you have one. Email address open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Print your email address to give the district permission to contact you by email. Providing an email address is not required to apply. Directions to current address, print directions on how to find your home. Use commonly known landmarks. Former address, print the address where you lived before you moved to your present address. If you are currently without a home, check here. If you do not have anywhere to live slash do not have an address, check this box. Agency helping applicant slash contact person, if someone is helping you to recertify, print the name of that person, their agency, if any, and the person's phone number. Do you need the Medicaid portion of this recertification form and the potential receipt of any Medicaid coverage to be kept confidential? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate on the recertification form and slash or tell your worker whether you need your recertification and slash or correspondence related to the receipt of any Medicaid coverage to be kept confidential. List the things that have changed since your application or last recertification, list any changes that have occurred since your last application or recertification, such as a change in address, new baby, change in income, loss of a job, etc. Section 4, if you are reapplying for SNAP. Read the statement in Section 4 of the recertification, and sign and date underneath the statement if it applies to you or anyone for whom you are recertifying. Please contact the district if you have questions about this section. Section 5, do any of these apply to you? Check each situation that applies to you or someone for whom you are recertifying. Beginning of page 5. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Page 2 of the recertification form. Section 6, household information. Name, print the first name, middle initial open parenthesis MI close parenthesis, and last name of everyone who lives with you, even if they are not recertifying. list yourself first. This person is recertifying for, check the type or types of assistance each person is recertifying for, PA for public assistance, SNAP for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, MA for Medicaid. Date of birth, print the date of birth of each person who is recertifying. Sex and gender identity, New York State ensures your right to access state benefits and/or services regardless of sex, gender identity, or expression. You must report your sex and the sex of all household members as male, female, or open quote X close quote. Please indicate open quote M close quote for male, open quote F close quote for female, or open quote X close quote for non-binary or another identity. The sex you report is needed to process your application. It will not appear on any benefit card you may receive or any other public-facing document. Gender identity is how you perceive yourself and what you call yourself. Your gender identity can be the same as or different from your sex or gender assigned at birth. Gender identity is not required for this application. If your gender identity, or the gender identity of anyone in your household, is different than the sex you report for that person and you would like to provide that person's gender identity, print open quote male close quote, open quote female close quote, open quote non-binary close quote, open quote X close quote, open quote transgender close quote or open quote different identity close quote, in the space provided. If you print open quote different identity close quote, you may choose to describe that person's gender identity further in the space provided. Providing this information is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the person or persons applying or the level of benefits received. Relationship to you, for each person, print their relationship to you. Open parenthesis for example, spouse, son, foster child, friend, roommate, boarder, etc. Close parenthesis. Social security number of recertifying household members, print the social security number of each person who is recertifying unless that person is a pregnant woman who is recertifying only for Medicaid. Highest school grade completed, enter the highest school grade open parenthesis 1 through 12 close parenthesis completed for each person who is recertifying. If more than 12 years, enter 13. Does this person open parenthesis including minor children close parenthesis buy food or prepare meals with you, it is important to check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to this question for every person who lives with you, whether or not they are recertifying. Sometimes, people who buy food and prepare meals separately may get more SNAP benefits. Please list maiden or other names by which you or anyone in your household have been known, print any maiden names, names from a previous marriage, or other names used by anyone listed in this section. Include first name, middle initial open parenthesis MI close parenthesis, and last name. Section 7, Change in Household Members. Complete this section if anyone has moved into or out of your household during the past year. Page 3 of the recertification form. Section 8, Race/Ethnicity. Providing this information is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the persons applying or the level of benefits received. The reason for requesting this information is to ensure that benefits are distributed without regard to race, color, or national origin. If you complete this section, please enter open quote Y close quote for open quote yes close quote for beginning of page 6. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Each person recertifying in the column labeled open quote H close quote to indicate whether the person is Hispanic and/or Latino. Enter open quote Y close quote for open quote yes close quote in the applicable race column or columns to indicate each person's racial background, bullet H equals Hispanic or Latino. Bullet I equals Native American or Alaskan Native. Bullet A equals Asian. Bullet B equals Black or African American. Bullet P equals Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. Bullet W equals White. Bullet U equals Unknown. Providing this information is voluntary. it will not affect the eligibility of the person or persons recertifying or the level of benefits received. The reason for requesting this information is to ensure that program benefits are distributed without regard to race, color, or national origin. Page 4 of the recertification form. Section 9, Citizenship/Non-Citizen with Satisfactory Immigration Status. If you or anyone in your household is recertifying for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP), you must list everyone in the household, even if they are not recertifying for SNAP. You must also list any siblings and parents who live with any children recertifying for public assistance (PA). If you do not complete this section for a person who is recertifying, that person may not receive assistance. Name, print the first name, middle initial (MI), and last name of each person who is recertifying or who must be listed. Check either (citizen/national) or (non-citizen) for each person. Next to each person's name, check either the (citizen/national) box to indicate that the person is a U.S. citizen, Native American, or national, or (non-citizen) box to indicate that the person is not a U.S. citizen, Native American, or national. USCIS number (alien registration number) or non-citizen number, enter the person's U.S. citizenship and immigration services (USCIS) number or non-citizen number, if applicable. Section 10, Certification. Read carefully the statements at the bottom of this section, then sign and date the certification attesting to the citizenship or non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status of each person who is recertifying for any of the following programs. If anyone recertifying is not a U.S. citizen, Native American, or national, check the programs for which that person is recertifying and has non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status. Bullet Public Assistance (PA). Bullet Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program (SNAP). And /or Bullet Medicaid (MA). Satisfactory non-citizen status means a non-citizen status that does not make the person ineligible for benefits from a given program. Please note that different programs have different non-citizen status requirements. LDSS-4148B, Book 2, What You Should Know About Social Services Programs, and the insert for LDSS-4148B, What You Should Know About Social Services Programs, LDSS-4148B.1, contain more information about satisfactory non-citizen statuses. You may also contact your district for more information. Any adult household member or authorized representative may sign the certification for all recertifying household members. For example, a parent without citizenship or satisfactory non-citizen status may sign the certification for a child with citizenship or satisfactory non-citizen status. If a recertifying household member is under age 18 or is age 18 or older but unable to sign their own name due to a medical. Beginning of page 7. PUB-1313AD statewide, (revision 7/23) Impairment or disability a household member who is age 18 or older must sign for them. When signing for another household member, sign your own name. For example, Mary Doe, when signing for infant Johnny Doe, should sign Mary Doe Checking a box and signing the certification means that you certify, under penalty of perjury, that you and/or the person or persons for whom you are signing, is/are a U.S. citizen or citizens, Native American or Native Americans, national or nationals, or non-citizen or citizens with satisfactory immigration status, for each program for which you/they are recertifying. If you do not check one of the boxes or provide a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services (USCIS) number for a non-citizen who is recertifying, that person may not receive assistance. you should not sign the certification for yourself or any other person who is not a U.S. citizen, Native American, or national, or who does not have non-citizen-with-satisfactory-immigration status. Non-citizens without satisfactory immigration status are not eligible for PA, SNAP benefits, or Medicaid except Medicaid for treatment of an emergency medical condition. Such persons also may be ineligible for certain services such as child or adult preventive/protective services. We may confirm the non-citizen status of any or all household members recertifying for PA, SNAP benefits, or Medicaid by submitting the information you give us to the USCIS. Information received from USCIS may affect your household's eligibility and level of benefits. Page 5 of the recertification form. Section 11, Information regarding referral to the Child Support Enforcement Unit. You do not need to fill out this section if you are recertifying only for Medicaid and you are pregnant, gave birth within the past 60 days, or are recertifying for children under 21 only. 1. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you are recertifying for any person, including yourself, who is under the age of 21, who was born to unmarried parents, and slash or for whom legal parentage has not been established. 2. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you are recertifying for any person, including yourself, who is under the age of 21 and at least one of this person's parents lives outside of the home. If you checked open quote no close quote for both of these questions, skip to section 12. You do not have to complete the rest of section 11. If you checked open quote yes close quote for either or both of these questions, you must complete the rest of section 11. 3. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you are under the age of 21. Name of individual under age 21, print the first, middle, and last name of each person for whom you checked open quote yes close quote for questions 1, 2, and slash or 3. Non-custodial, alleged, or intended parents' name and address, date of birth, and social security number, if known. Print the first, middle, and last name, address, date of birth, and social security number of the non-custodial, alleged, or intended parent of each person for whom you checked open quote yes close quote for questions 1, 2, and slash or 3. The open quote non-custodial parent close quote includes the genetic slash biological parent, legal parent, step-parent, or adoptive parent of any child where such parent is reported to be absent from the child's household. With respect to a child in foster care, a non-custodial parent or open quote absent parent close quote also includes a genetic slash biological parent, legal parent, step-parent, or adoptive parent of any child where such parent was present in the child's household when the child entered foster care. The open quote alleged parent close quote is a person who may be the child's genetic slash biological parent, but who has not yet been legally declared to be the parent. The open quote intended parent close quote is the person who intends to be legally bound as the parent of a child resulting from assisted reproduction. The intended parent may be married to the birth parent. Beginning of page 8. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Page 6 of the recertification form. Section 12, tax filing / dependent status. Print the following information for each individual living in the household, first name, middle initial, and last name. Print the first name, middle initial, and last name of each individual who lives in the household. Tax status, check the appropriate tax filing status for each individual who lives in the household. Please list any tax dependents who do not live with you and are claimed by you or anyone in your household. If you do not file taxes, you can skip these questions. Name of tax dependent, print the first name, middle initial, and last name of any individual who does not live with you, but who you or anyone who lives with you claims as a tax dependent. Name of tax filer, for each tax dependent listed, print the first name, middle initial, and last name of the individual living in the household who claims the tax dependent. Section 13, absent/deceased spouse information. Name of person recertifying, print the name of any person recertifying who is/was married, but whose spouse does not live with them or is deceased. Name of spouse, print the name of the spouse of any married/formerly married person recertifying whose spouse does not live with them or is deceased. Date of spouse's birth and date of spouse's death, if applicable, print the month, day, and year of birth, and death open parenthesis if applicable close parenthesis, of the spouse of any married/formerly married person recertifying whose spouse does not live with them or is deceased. Spouse's social security number, print the social security number of the spouse of any married/formerly married person recertifying whose spouse does not live with them or is deceased. Spouse's address, if applicable, print the street address, city, county, state, and zip code of the spouse of any married person recertifying whose spouse does not live with them. If unknown, print the spouse's last known address. Section 14, absent child information. Name of person recertifying, print the name of any person recertifying who has a child under the age of 21 who does not live with them. Name of absent child and date of birth, print the name and month, day, and year of birth of any child under the age of 21 who does not live with a person recertifying. Address of child, print the street address, city, county, state, and zip code of any living child under the age of 21 who does not live with a person recertifying. Legal parentage established, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether legal parentage has been established for any child under the age of 21 who does not live with a person recertifying. Do you pay child support? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether any person recertifying pays child support for a child under the age of 21 who does not live with them. Section 15, teen parent information. Only complete this section if you are recertifying for public assistance. Beginning of page 9. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Is there a parent under the age of 18 open parenthesis open quote teen parent close quote close parenthesis in the household? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether any person recertifying is a parent under the age of 18. Name, print the name of any person recertifying who is a parent under the age of 18. Does the teen parent's child live in the household? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether the child of any person under the age of 18 who is recertifying lives with you. Name of teen parent's child, print the name of the child of any person under the age of 18 who is recertifying. Pages 7 and 8 of the recertification form. Section 16, income information. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you receives money from and who. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote for lines 1 through 27 to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you receives money from any of the kinds of income listed, and for each open quote yes close quote answer, print the name or names of the person or persons who receive or receives the money. Amount/value and frequency, for each open quote yes close quote answer, print the dollar amount or value and how often this kind of income is received by each person who receives it. For instance, if you receive $100 in unemployment insurance benefits every week, print open quote $100 per week close quote or open quote $100/WK close quote. Supplemental security income open parenthesis SSI close parenthesis benefits open parenthesis state and federal total close parenthesis. If you or anyone who lives with you gets New York State Supplement Program open parenthesis SSP close parenthesis benefits in addition to supplemental security income open parenthesis SSI close parenthesis benefits, add these amounts together and enter them in the amount/value and frequency column for supplemental security income benefits on line 2. If you or anyone who lives with you gets state supplement program benefits only, enter this amount in the amount/value and frequency column for supplemental security income benefits on line 2. Foster care maintenance payments open parenthesis received close parenthesis, if you or anyone who lives with you gets foster care maintenance payments, enter this amount into the amount slash value and frequency column for foster care maintenance payments on line 17. If you or anyone who lives with you gets foster care maintenance payments for the care of a child in foster care and you are recertifying for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis benefits, you have two choices. You can choose to include the child in foster care and the foster care maintenance payments in your SNAP benefits household, or you can choose not to include the child in foster care and the foster care maintenance payments in your SNAP benefits household. Ask your district which choice would give you more SNAP benefits. Child support payments open parenthesis received close parenthesis, if you or anyone who lives with you gets child support payments, print the name of the person who pays the child support after open quote received from close quote on line 18. Other income, describe any other money received by you or anyone who lives with you, including who receives the money, how much they receive, and how often they receive it. Deductions, who, and amount slash value and frequency, if you are recertifying for Medicaid, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote for lines 1 through 15 to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you will claim any of the federal tax deductions listed on the current year's income tax return. For each open quote yes close quote answer, print the name or names of the person or persons who will claim the deduction or deductions, and the amount or value and frequency of the expense or expenses that will be claimed on the income tax return. Other adjustment, describe any other federal tax deductions that you or anyone who lives with you will claim on the current year's income tax return, including who will claim the deduction or deductions, and the amount or value and frequency of the expense or expenses that will be claimed on the income tax return. Beginning of page 10. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Section 17, step parent slash non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status sponsor information. Does the step parent of any children who live with you have any resources or receive income of any kind and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether anyone recertifying, including yourself, has a step-parent who does not live with you and who has financial resources or receives money from any source. Open parenthesis if the step-parent lives with you, the step-parent's resources slash income should be included in section 16, income information close parenthesis. If open quote yes close quote, print the name of the step-parent. Is anyone in your household a non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status who was sponsored for admission into the U.S. and who, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone in your household is a non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status who was sponsored by someone in order to be admitted to the U.S. If open quote yes close quote, print the name of the non-citizen with satisfactory immigration status. Name of sponsor, address, and phone number, if you checked open quote yes close quote above. Print the name of the person who sponsored you or anyone in your household for admission to the U.S., the sponsor's address, and the sponsor's phone number. Pages 9 and 10 of the recertification form. Section 18, Employment Information. Complete this section for yourself and for everyone who lives with you. If you are employed, you may still be eligible for assistance. For the purposes of this section, open quote working age close quote means 18 years of age or older, or 16 years of age or older for anyone who does not attend school. I am currently, check open quote employed close quote, open quote self-employed close quote, or open quote unemployed close quote, to indicate whether you are working, and if so, whether you work for yourself or someone else. Gross income, print the amount you get paid before taxes on a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly open parenthesis not yearly close parenthesis basis, if applicable. Include all wages, salary, overtime pay, commissions, and tips. Hours worked monthly, print the number of hours you work each month, if applicable. Paid, check open quote weekly close quote, open quote bi-weekly close quote, or open quote monthly close quote to indicate how often you get paid, if applicable. Day of the week paid, print the day of the week that you get paid, if applicable. Employer's name and address and phone number, print your employer's name, address, and phone number, if applicable. Print open quote self close quote and your business address and phone number, if you are self-employed. Is anyone else who lives with you currently employed or self-employed and who? Check open quote employed close quote or open quote self-employed close quote if anyone who lives with you is working, and print their name. Gross income, hours worked monthly, paid, day of the week paid, employer's name and address, and phone number, complete for any person who lives with you and works, according to the directions above. Is health insurance available through your employer, if you are employed? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you have medical coverage available through your employer. Does anyone who lives with you have health insurance with an employer and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether anyone who lives with you has medical coverage through an employer, and if open quote yes close quote print their name. Beginning of page 11. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Name of insurance company, print the name of your health insurance company and / or the health insurance company of any person who lives with you, if applicable. Do you or anyone who lives with you have child or dependent care expenses due to employment and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you has child care or dependent care open parenthesis example, for an elderly parent close parenthesis, expenses as a result of being employed and print the name of the person with these expenses. Do you or anyone who lives with you have other employment-related expenses and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you has any employment-related expenses open parenthesis example, transportation, uniforms close parenthesis, and if open quote yes close quote print your / their name. If not employed, when was the last time you or anyone who lives with you worked, who, when, and where? If you or anyone of working age who lives with you is unemployed, print your / their name or names, the date or dates you / they were last employed, and where you / they were last employed. Why did you open parenthesis or they close parenthesis stop working? Print the reason or reasons that you or anyone of working age who lives with you is unemployed. Did you or anyone living with you file for unemployment? Who, when, and status of filing? If you or anyone of working age who lives with you is unemployed, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you / they have filed for unemployment. If open quote yes close quote, print your / their name, when you / they filed for unemployment, and the status of the filing. Are you or is anyone who lives with you participating in a strike and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you is on strike open parenthesis example, has stopped working in protest to an employer's decision or practices close parenthesis, and if open quote yes close quote print your / their name. When the strike began, if you or anyone who lives with you is on strike, print the date that you / they went on strike. Are you or is anyone who lives with you a migrant or seasonal farm worker and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you travels to different farms for work or works on a farm only during the growing season, and if open quote yes close quote print your / their name. Do you or any other adult who lives with you have any medical conditions that limit the ability to work or the type of work that can be performed and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone of working age who lives with you has any condition that keeps you / them from working full-time or from doing certain kinds of work, and if open quote yes close quote print your / their name. Describe limitations. If you or anyone of working age who lives with you has any condition that keeps you / them from working full-time or from doing certain kinds of work, explain the ways in which you / they are limited. Could you accept a job today, and if not, why? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you could take a job today if it was available, and if open quote no close quote explain why. What type of work would you like to do, indicate what kind of job would you enjoy doing. Page 11 of the recertification form. Section 19, Education / Training. What is your highest level of education completed? Check the description that best matches how much education you have completed. Beginning of page 12. PUB-1313 AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. If so, last grade completed, if you did not finish high school, print the last grade that you completed. Does anyone else in the household have a high school diploma, general equivalency diploma open parenthesis GED close parenthesis or test assessing secondary completion open parenthesis TASC trademarked close parenthesis, or higher level of education, who, degree attained, and date completed, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether anyone who lives with you has a high school diploma, general equivalency diploma open parenthesis GED close parenthesis or test assessing secondary completion open parenthesis TASC trademarked close parenthesis, or higher level of education. If open quote yes close quote print the name of that person, the degree received, and the date it was received. Complete the following questions for yourself and anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance. Is or has been in any training program in the last 12 months, who, where, program, dates attended, and dates completed, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance has participated in a job training program in the last 12 months, and if open quote yes close quote print the name of that person, where that person attended the training program, the name of the program or what kind of program it was, and the dates that person attended and completed the program. Is 16 years of age or older and is attending school or college, who, and where, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance is 16 years of age or older and going to school or college, and if open quote yes close quote print the name of that person and their school or college. Is getting a training allowance, who, and amount? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance is receiving a training allowance. If open quote yes close quote print the name of that person or persons and the amount of money received. Is getting educational grants or loans, who, and amount? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance is getting educational grants or loans. If open quote yes close quote print the name of that person or persons and the amount of money received. Is under 16 years of age and is attending school, who, and school. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for or getting assistance is under 16 years of age, and if open quote yes close quote, print the name or names of any such person or persons and / their school or schools. Page 12 of the recertification form. Section 20, Resources Information. If you are recertifying only for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, you do not have to indicate whether you have life insurance. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying, for lines 1 through 23, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for assistance has any of the financial resources listed. Who, for each open quote yes close quote answer, print the names or names of the person or persons with the resources. If yes, amount / value, for each open quote yes close quote answer, print the dollar amount or value of the resource. Be sure to list any joint holdings open parenthesis resources belonging to two or more people, such as joint bank accounts close parenthesis. Anyone recertifying for public assistance or Medicaid must include the resources of any legally responsible relatives. These are people who are required by law to financially support you or anyone recertifying, such as a spouse or, if you are under the age of 21, any parents or step-parents who live with you or anyone recertifying. Beginning of page 13. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Has title or registration to a motor vehicle or vehicles or other vehicle or vehicles, year, make/model, and other, if your name or the name of anyone who lives with you who is recertifying is listed on the title for a car or other vehicle, print the year, make, and model for each vehicle on line 6. List resources, such as campers, snowmobiles, and boats, after open quote other close quote on line 6. Has resources other than those listed above, it is very important to let your district know right away if you get or are expecting to get money from a lump sum. A lump sum is a one-time payment, such as an insurance settlement, inheritance, or award from a lawsuit or lottery winning. CLDSS-4148A, open quote book 1, what you should know about your rights and responsibilities, close quote for more information about lump sums. Has anyone ever created a trust in the past or transferred any assets into a trust within the past 60 months? If you or your spouse transfer or give away any assets within the 36 months open parenthesis 60 months for transfers to a trust close parenthesis prior to the first day of the month in which you receive nursing facility services and you have submitted an application for Medicaid, you may not be eligible to receive nursing facility services or home and community-based waivered services under the Medicaid program. If you or anyone applying, or a spouse of you or anyone applying open parenthesis even if the spouse is not applying or living in the household close parenthesis, has created a trust or put any money into a trust in the past 5 years, print when the trust was created or money was put into it on line 23. Pages 13 through 15 of the recertification form. Section 21, Medical Information. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying and if yes, who, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether any of the situations listed apply to you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying for assistance, and if open quote yes close quote print the name of the person to whom each situation applies. Be sure to list all health and hospital/accident insurance that you have or that is available to anyone recertifying. Has paid or unpaid medical bills within 3 months preceding the month of this recertification, Medicaid may be able to pay for medical bills for care you were given during the 3 months before the month you apply for help. If you have already paid the bill, we may be able to pay you for the bill if we determine that you would have been eligible for Medicaid at the time. We may be able to pay you even if the doctor or other provider does not accept Medicaid, but we can only pay you the amount Medicaid would have paid and only if the bill was for services that Medicaid would have covered. Is pregnant, if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying is pregnant, print the due date and the expected number of children that will be born on line 14. Health plan selection, complete this section for anyone recertifying for Medicaid. Most people enrolled in Medicaid are required to join a managed care health plan unless they are in an exempt category. Use this section to choose a health plan. If you do not know what health plans are available, ask your worker or call the Managed Care Medicaid Choice Helpline at 1-800-505-5678. Name of plan you are enrolling in, print the name of the health plan or plans in which anyone recertifying for Medicaid wishes to enroll. If you do not know which health plans are available to you, ask the district. Last name and first name, print the last name and first name of each person recertifying for Medicaid. Date of birth, print the 2-digit month, 2-digit day, and 2-digit year of the date of birth of each person recertifying for Medicaid. Sex, print open quote M close quote for male, open quote F close quote for female, or open quote X close quote for non-binary or another identity to indicate the sex of each person recertifying for Medicaid. Beginning of page 14. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 07/23 close parenthesis. ID number open parenthesis from Medicaid card if you have one close parenthesis, when recertifying for Medicaid, print the Medicaid card identification number here. Social Security number, print the Social Security number of each person recertifying for Medicaid. Primary care provider open parenthesis PCP close parenthesis or health center open parenthesis checkbox. If current provider close parenthesis, print the name of the primary care provider open parenthesis example, general practitioner or family doctor close parenthesis or the health center anyone recertifying for Medicaid wishes to use. If this is the provider or center used by this person already, check the box. You must make sure that the provider or center accepts Medicaid before receiving medical care. Name and ID number of OB/GYN open parenthesis checkbox, if current provider close parenthesis, if anyone recertifying for Medicaid needs obstetrician/gynecologist open parenthesis OB/GYN close parenthesis care and services, print the name of the OB/GYN the applicant wishes to use. If the applicant already uses this OB/GYN, check the box. You must make sure that the provider or center accepts Medicaid before receiving medical care. You must make sure that any doctor or medical provider you see accepts Medicaid before you get medical care. Section 22, Shelter. What is your landlord's name, address, and phone number? If you have a landlord, print your landlord's name, address, and phone number. Do you or anyone who lives with you have a rent, mortgage, or other shelter expense? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you pays rent, a mortgage, or other shelter open parenthesis example, room and board close parenthesis expense, and if open quote yes close quote print the amount you slash they pay per month. If you have a mortgage payment, include the amount of property taxes and homeowners insurance open parenthesis including fire insurance close parenthesis. Do you or anyone who lives with you have a heat bill separate from your rent or other shelter expense? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you pays for heat separately from your rent, mortgage, or other shelter expense, and if open quote yes close quote print the amount you slash they pay per month. Do you or anyone who lives with you have the following expenses separate from your rent or other shelter expense, for lines 1 through 8, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you pays for any of the expenses listed separately from your rent, mortgage, or other shelter expense, and if open quote yes close quote print the amount you slash they pay per month. For the questions on lines 9 through 11, check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone recertifying lives in any of these arrangements. Section 23, Other Expenses. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying and if yes, amount. Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying makes any of the payments listed on lines 1 through 5. Identify on line 6 any expenses not listed. For each open quote yes close quote answer, print the amount of the payment or expense and how often it is paid open parenthesis example, $100 per week or $100/WK close parenthesis. Do you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying owe at least 4 months of support for a child under age 21? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying owes 4 months or more of child support. Beginning of page 15. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Page 16 of the recertification form. Section 24, Other Information. Do you buy or plan to buy meals from a home delivery or communal dining service? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone recertifying currently buys or plans to buy meals from a home delivery open parenthesis example, meals on wheels close parenthesis or communal dining open parenthesis example, a cafeteria in the building where you live close parenthesis service. Are you able to cook or prepare meals at home? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you have a place at home where you can cook. For purposes of the questions on lines 10 through 12, open quote U.S. military close quote means the bullet U.S. Army, bullet U.S. Navy, bullet U.S. Coast Guard, bullet U.S. Marine Corps, bullet U.S. Air Force, bullet U.S. Merchant Marine during World War II. Have you or anyone in your household ever been in the U.S. military and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you has ever been in any of the military branches listed above, and if open quote yes close quote print their name. Has your spouse ever been in the U.S. military? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether your spouse has ever been in any of the military branches listed above. Is anyone in your household a dependent of someone who is or was in the U.S. military and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether you or anyone who lives with you is financially dependent on someone who is or ever has been in any of the military branches listed above, and if open quote yes close quote print the name of the dependent. Indicate if you or anyone who lives with you who is recertifying and who? Check open quote yes close quote or open quote no close quote to indicate whether the situations described in the next 9 questions apply to you or anyone who lives with you, and if open quote yes close quote print the name of the person to whom the situation applies. If you do not understand these questions, ask your district to explain. Please note that New York State law provides for a fine or jail, or both, for a person found guilty of obtaining public assistance, Medicaid, SNAP benefits, child care assistance, or services by hiding the facts or not telling the truth. Property transfer status, check the open quote I have close quote box or open quote I have not close quote box to indicate whether you or anyone recertifying has sold, transferred, or given away any property in order to receive public assistance or SNAP benefits. Please note that New York State law provides for a fine or jail, or both, for a person found guilty of obtaining public assistance, Medicaid, SNAP benefits, child care assistance, or services by hiding the facts or not telling the truth. Pages 17 through 23 of the recertification form. Notices, assignments, authorizations, and consents. Read all of the information in this section carefully or have someone read it to you. This section contains important information about your rights and responsibilities relative to receiving assistance, as well as penalties you may incur open parenthesis example, a fine and slash or jail close parenthesis if you do not fulfill your responsibilities under this section. By signing and submitting a recertification form, you indicate that you understand and agree to the statements in this section. Beginning of page 16. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Authorized Representative, if you want someone to recertify for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis benefits for you and slash or you want someone who does not live with you to get the SNAP benefits for you and slash or use them to buy food for you, print that person's name, address, and phone number in the box. This person is your open quote authorized representative close quote. The authorized representative must sign and date the signature section at the end of the recertification form. If your household does not live in an institution, a responsible adult member of your household must sign and date the recertification form also, unless your household has otherwise designated the authorized representative to do so in writing. Release of medical information, check open quote do not disclose HIV/AIDS information close quote, open quote do not disclose mental health information close quote, and slash or open quote do not disclose drug and alcohol information close quote if you do not agree to have this medical information about you and slash or recertifying family members disclosed as permitted by law. Signature section, read this section carefully or have someone read it to you. New York State law provides for a fine or jail, or both, for a person found guilty of obtaining public assistance, Medicaid, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, child care assistance, or services by hiding the facts or not telling the truth. By signing and submitting a recertification form, you indicate that you understand and agree to the statements in this section, and that all of the information you have provided on this recertification form or will provide to the district in the future is complete and correct to the best of your knowledge. Applicant signature and date signed, sign your name and print the date you signed the recertification form, unless you have designated a supplemental nutrition assistance program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis authorized representative on the recertification form and you live in an institution, in which case the authorized representative may sign and date the recertification form. If you do not reside in an institution, both you and the authorized representative must sign and date the recertification form, unless you have previously designated the SNAP authorized representative to do so in writing. If you have filled out the recertification form for someone else, sign your name, not the name of the person for whom you represent, and print the date you signed. Spouse or protective representative signature and date signed, if you are married and recertifying for public assistance or Medicaid, your spouse must sign and date the recertification form. If you are married and recertifying just for supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, only one spouse must sign and date the recertification form. If you have a protective representative, that person must sign and date the recertification form. Authorized representative signature and date signed, if you have designated a SNAP authorized representative on the recertification form, that person must sign and date the recertification form. I request my case be closed for, do not check any of the boxes, or sign, or date this section, if you want to submit a recertification. Only mark this section if you want to close your case for one or more programs. To request to close your case, check the box next to that program, and sign, and date where indicated. Please provide a reason for the request. Voter registration form, the last two pages of this recertification form are a voter registration form. Using the form to register or declining to register to vote will not affect the decision made about your recertification for benefits, or the amount of assistance that you may receive. If you would like help filling out the voter registration form, ask your district. Beginning of page 17. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Informational purposes. Documentation requirements. This following list of eligibility factors and documentation requirements is solely for informational purposes. Your district will inform you which of the eligibility factors you will be required to prove. You may be asked to prove other eligibility factors not listed below. You may be able to provide documentation not listed below to prove these eligibility requirements. If you have any questions regarding documentation requirements, please contact your district. Eligibility factor. Bullet, identity. You must prove who you are. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Photo ID. Driver license. U.S. passport. Naturalization certificate. Hospital/doctor's records. Adoption paper. Or, two of the following. Open parenthesis if you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked close parenthesis. Statement from another person. Validated social security number. Birth/baptismal certificate. Eligibility factor. Bullet, marital status. You must prove if you are married, divorced, separated, or widowed. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Marriage/death certificates. Separation agreement. Divorce decree. Social security records. VA records. Or two of the following. Open parenthesis if you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked close parenthesis. Statement from clergy. Census records. Newspaper notice. Statement from another person. Eligibility factor. Bullet, residence. You must prove where you live. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Statement from landlord. Current rent receipt or lease. Mortgage records. Or two of the following. If you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked. Statement from another person. Current mail. School records. Eligibility factor. Bullet, household composition slash size. You must prove who is living with you. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Statement from non-relative landlord. School records. Or two of the following. If you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked. Statements from other persons. Eligibility factor. Bullet, age. You must prove the age of each person applying for assistance, where appropriate. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Birth certificate. Baptismal certificate. Hospital records. Adoption records. Naturalization certificate. Driver license. Or two of the following. If you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked. Insurance policy. Census records. School records. Statement from another person. Physician statement. Official correspondence from SSA. Eligibility factor. Bullet, absent parent. If the parent of any child in your home is not living with you, you must prove this. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Death certificate. Survivor's benefits. Hospital records. VA or military records. Divorce papers. Proof of remarriage. Or two of the following. If you are applying for SNAP benefits or Medicaid only, you need to bring only one form for each eligibility factor checked. Newspaper notice. Insurance company records. Institutional records. Agency case records and burial payment files. Statement from another person. Eligibility factor. Bullet, absent parent information. You must provide any information you have, name, address, social security number, birth date, employment. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Pay stubs. Tax returns. Social security or VA records. Monetary determination letters. ID cards health insurance Driver license or registration. Eligibility factor. Bullet, social security number for public assistance, SNAP benefits, and Medicaid only, you do not have to provide proof of your social security number SSN unless the social security number you give does not match with SSA's records or cannot be verified by the agency To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Social security card. Official correspondence from Social Security Administration. A Social Security number is not required for non-citizens who are seeking Medicaid for emergency treatment only or are Medicaid-only applicants who are pregnant. Eligibility factor. Bullet, citizenship or current non-citizen status-US citizens are eligible for public assistance, SNAP and Medicaid. Non-citizens must be in satisfactory immigration status in order to be eligible for public assistance, SNAP, or Medicaid. Immigration status is not an eligibility factor for pregnant women or immigrant children applying for Child Health Plus B. Undocumented immigrants and temporary non-immigrants are eligible only for the treatment of an emergency medical condition. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Birth certificate. Baptismal certificate. Hospital records. U.S. passport. Military service records. Naturalization certificate. USCIS documentation. Evidence of continuous U.S. residence since prior to 1/1/72. Eligibility factor. Earned income. Bullet, from employer. Bullet, from self-employment. Bullet, income from rent or room/board. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Current wage stubs. Pay envelopes on letterhead. Rate of pay per hour, hours worked per week, date of first pay, if new, and employer's phone number. Contact with employer. Business records. Tax records. Records and related materials concerning self-employment earnings and expenses. Current income tax return. Current contribution check. Statement from roomer, boarder, tenant. Income tax records. Eligibility factor. Unearned income. Bullet, child support. Bullet, unemployment insurance benefits open parenthesis UIB close parenthesis. Bullet, social security benefits open parenthesis including SSI close parenthesis. Bullet, veterans benefits. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Statement from family court. Statement from person paying support. Check stubs. Current award certificate. Current benefit check. Official correspondence with New York State Department of Labor. Current award certificate. Current benefit check. Official correspondence from Social Security Administration. Current award certificate. Current benefit check. Official correspondence from VA. Beginning of page 18. PUB-1313AD statewide, open parenthesis revision 7/23 close parenthesis. Eligibility factor. Unearned income open parenthesis continued close parenthesis. Bullet, workers' compensation. Bullet, education grants and loans. Bullet, interest/dividend/royalties. Bullet, private pension/annuity. Bullet, other blank text field. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Award letter. Check stub. Statement from school. Statement from bank. Award letter. Statement from bank or credit union. Statement from broker/agent. Current award letter. Current benefit check. Official correspondence from source of income. Statement from household. Statement from nursing home. Current bank records. Current credit union records. Stock certificate. Bonds. Statement from financial institution. Insurance policy. Statement from insurance company. Bank records. Burial agreement. Burial plot deed. Statement from funeral director. Tax refund. Statement from tax office. Deed. Statement from real estate broker. Appraisal/estimate of current value by broker. Registration open parenthesis older models close parenthesis. Title of ownership. Appraisal of current value by dealer. Financing data. Statement from source of payment. Eligibility factor. Resources. Bullet, bank accounts, checking, savings, retirement open parenthesis IRA and KIA close parenthesis. Bullet, stocks, bonds, certificates. Bullet, life insurance. Bullet, burial trust or fund burial plot or funeral agreement. Bullet, income tax refund or earned income tax credit open parenthesis EITC close parenthesis. Bullet, real estate other than residence. Bullet, motor vehicle. Bullet, lump sum payment. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Award letter. Check stub. Statement from school. Statement from bank. Award letter. Statement from bank or credit union. Statement from broker/agent. Current award letter. Current benefit check. Official correspondence from source of income. Statement from household. Statement from nursing home. Current bank records. Current credit union records. Stock certificate. Bonds. Statement from financial institution. Insurance policy. Statement from insurance company. Bank records. Burial agreement. Burial plot deed. Statement from funeral director. Tax refund. Statement from tax office. Deed. Statement from real estate broker. Appraisal slash estimate of current value by broker. Registration open parenthesis older models close parenthesis. Title of ownership. Appraisal of current value by dealer. Financing data. Statement from source of payment. Eligibility factor. Bullet, other blank text field. Eligibility factor. Bullet, shelter expenses. You must prove how much it costs you to live where you do open parenthesis. You may need to provide separate documentation for each item of shelter expense close parenthesis. Medicaid does not require documentation of shelter expenses. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Current rent receipt. Current lease. Mortgage book slash records. Property and school tax records. Landlord statement. Sewer and water bills. Homeowners insurance records. Fuel bills. Non-dash heating utility bills. Telephone bills. Eligibility factor. Bullet, medical bills. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Copies of medical bills open parenthesis paid and unpaid close parenthesis. Eligibility factor. Bullet, health insurance. If you or anyone applying has health insurance coverage open parenthesis even if paid for by someone else close parenthesis, you must prove this. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Insurance policy. Insurance card. Statement from provider of coverage. Medicare card. Eligibility factor. Bullet, disabled slash incapacitated slash pregnant. If you or anyone living with you is sick or pregnant, you must provide proof. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Statement from medical professional verifying pregnancy and expected date of birth. Statement from medical professional. Proof of SSA or SSI benefits for disability or blindness. Eligibility factor. Bullet, unpaid bills. Rent, utility. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Copy of each bill showing amount owed, period of services and provider. Eligibility factor. Bullet, referral. Drug slash alcohol treatment program. Bullet, employment service. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Statement from provider of treatment. Statement from employment service. Eligibility factor. Bullet, other expenses slash dependent care cost. You must provide proof if you pay court-ordered support, child care, recurring loans, or for services of a home health aide or attendant. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. Court order. Statement from daycare center or other child care provider. Statement from aide or attendant. Cancel checks or receipts. Eligibility factor. Bullet, school attendance. You must prove who is in school. To prove this factor, provide one of the following. School records open parenthesis current report card close parenthesis. Statement from school slash or higher education institution. Eligibility factor. Bullet, other, blank text field.